The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
The second testimony of the Shahada is to declare that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Human beings have always been given access to knowledge of the divine through men who were by their nature open to it and were created to inform their fellow men about it. These chosen men told those around them about the divine unity and guided them to the way that they too could become aware of and live in harmony with this reality. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was the last of God's messengers to the human race. Through him, the Quran, the final divine revelation containing complete guidance for all human needs until the end of time, was revealed. He was a completely fulfilled human being, embodying every perfection of character, who showed us how someone totally submitted to the divine conducts their day-to-day affairs in the face of all the contingencies of life. I dedicate this poem to him. The full moon. O Muhammad, when I bore witness to unity and swore my fealty to the messenger's continuity, it was your hand I clasped, your caravan I joined, on your path embarked. Following your way became my quest. Prophet with no shadow, I am a guest in the shelter of your shade. When I stand in prayer, your movements I shadow. Your direction I face. When I circle the house, your footsteps I trace. When I kiss the black stone, your lips I meet. What is there in Medina except you to greet? When I'm with my companions, your company I keep. When my heart yearns for them, your company I seek. When I savor their sweetness, your scent I sense. When I see their faces shining, in your light I bask. They are phases of waxing and waning. You are the full moon. And what is this moonshine on which we lovingly gaze, but the hidden sun's reflected rays?
Messenger of Mercy.